The DUP quickly out of the blocks with its manifesto then.
Indeed, Mark. Arlene Foster in her speech today said they normally launch the manifesto much closer to polling day, but they were going early, in case you're wondering, 31 days from polling day, according to her, so that people, i.e. voters, have plenty of time to read the party's plan for a stronger Northern Ireland. And the venue was significant too. The Spectrum Centre on the Shankill Road, chosen specifically because West Belfast, with the DUP, have not won a seat since 2003 through Diane Dodds. West Belfast, one of its main target seats, to increase its representation if it can in the Assembly in this election. Although slightly confusingly, I have to say, in case anybody points this out, it is just a few yards outside the constituency. It's actually in North Belfast, and you have to walk out of the front door of the Spectrum Centre and a few steps across the road to the other side of the Shankill Road before you get to what is actually West Belfast as far as the election is concerned. But you get the point.
Yep. Arlene Foster's first election, of course, as DUP leader. How prominently do you think she's likely to figure in the campaign?
Well, in two words, very prominently. She's already been highly visible throughout Northern Ireland for weeks. Take a quick look at the manifesto, and it contains Arlene's vision for Northern Ireland, and on the next page, Arlene's plan for Northern Ireland. And everywhere you looked, there were dozens of placards saying, "I'm backing Arlene for First Minister." Now, of course, when Arlene Foster mentioned the desire to prevent Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin becoming First Minister in a speech last month, she was accused of indulging in the politics of fear. But the DUP don't seem too worried about criticism like that. And here's what the party's deputy leader, Nigel Dodds, had to say on the subject today.
The post of First Minister is the public face of Northern Ireland, both in the United Kingdom and overseas. It tells the world who we are and what values we hold true. And in that contest, all the pundits and commentators agree that it is a two-horse race between Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness. And today I make no apology for saying that I want Arlene as First Minister after the election on the 5th of May.
And did Arlene Foster herself have anything to say about that?
Well, of course, Arlene Foster wants to see Arlene Foster as First Minister probably more than anyone. She was asked whether that message was negative, and here is what she said.
I don't think I mentioned Martin McGuinness in my speech. Did I mention Martin McGuinness in my speech? You did. I didn't. Look, this is about setting out our five-point plan for Northern Ireland. I have already said, when some of my colleagues nominated last week, that I wanted this to be a positive campaign. That's absolutely right. But you know what? We'll have to win the election.
So what, Gareth, is in that five-point plan?
Well, no great surprise, Mark, I suppose. The DUP talks about prioritising health spending, creating more jobs, protecting family budgets, raising education standards and investment in infrastructure like roads, schools and hospitals. But one slightly novel plan that we dug out of the manifesto, and that is the plan to award £1,000 to everyone who is 100 or over when Northern Ireland reaches its centenary in 2021. Now, that doesn't apply to you or me, unfortunately, or thankfully, depending on your point of view. But the sceptic might think it's a way to induce the older voter, who after all probably vote more than the younger voters, to place their 1, 2, 3 beside DUP candidates.